Love
Talk Radio. Yes, good morning. What's going on, Marvin Gaye said? Yours truly, Dr. Goldrichstein. Welcome to you. Great morning this morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big Money Wednesday. Let's go. Little OJ's here this morning to get it started. Good morning for the early birds. Top of the morning to you. Get ready. Money, money, money. Yo. How does that make you feel? Yeah. Been on rubber night. Yeah. Yeah. Bringing that baby. Money, 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 money. I see you out there this morning. Mic check, mic check. Someone give me a mic check, please.
Mic check, mic check. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. OJ talking about money this morning. Yeah. Yeah. How much do you see? Big Money Wednesday coming up in here this morning. Good morning.
Like a buzz.
They said, Dr. Goldrich, man, why do you always talk about money? Well, there's 8 million people chasing it right now. 8 billion. I said 8 million, right? 8 billion people chasing money, money, money. Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. We come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance. And then when it says two or more people get together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. Oh, gosh. Hey, Lord, help me. Let's see. Activate the divine source that's within you. Okay, 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 I got it. The divine source that's within you. Our goal here in the mornings, folks, when we come to you, is to stimulate and activate that divine source that's within you. And then we say that you can download all the good that you desire. And that is something that kind of might be hard to understand from time to time. How can you download the good you desire? Well, is everything is a state of consciousness? And if you understand the basic principles, that you are connected to the divine source, and the divine source has provided all that we need for now and trillions of years to come. So our goal here is to help you to develop that mental self-discipline. So one of the things that's challenging us today is the ability, and we call it the devil, that's the spirit that's inside of us that always picking at us and telling us what we can't do and giving us these crazy thoughts. So we want to talk about outwitting the devil, which is a whole series put together by Napoleon Hill. There's a whole book on outwitting the devil. But I want to tie that to my principles with the science of thinking rich. And I'm going to tie that in. But before we do, let's have a little laughter here. We got the one and only Flip Wilson, and he's talking about the devil made me do it. Listen to this.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous. That's the third dress. And his wife tells him, the devil made me buy this dress. Said, I don't want to buy no dress. The devil kept following me. I was going down the street. Me, and he kept telling me how good I look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not wrong for that. Said, every time you do something wrong, you blame it on the devil. You blamed it on the devil when you ran the car to the side of the church. It was the devil. You wasn't there. How do you know? You grabbed the steering wheel out of my hand. You step on the brake. Said, because when he grabbed the steering wheel, I tried to kick it. I tried to kick him and step on the brake at the same time. Said, we had a big fight. And that's why I was in the back seat when you all got the call. Griff said, well, how the devil get you to buy the dress? She said, I was going out of and the devil sneaked up behind me. Sneaked. I heard him tell me, so, you know, I didn't want to look around because I knew it was the devil, you know. The devil came up behind me, said,
hey, Mama, look at the dress in the window. That's your size, too. It's on sale, too. Got a lot of them flowers in it like you like, you know. So why don't you treat yourself to that dress?
And I told him, you better cut that out, devil. I already bought 2 dresses this week. I'm not going to buy no dress. I'm not even going to look at it.
Devil said, why don't you try it on? Then I'm not going to stop charging nothing to try it on. And that's free. You only have to try on.
Alone. He shoved me in the door. The devil just shoved me in that door. He pushed me in the door. I said, devil, stop it, please. Then he shoved me over to where the dress was. I said, cut it out, devil.
You gonna buy that dress?
I said, I'm not buying no dress, devil. And he pulled a gun. Devil pulled a gun, he threatened me and made me sign your name to a check.
Said, how come every time the devil makes you do something, it's something for your benefit? When's the devil gonna do me a favor? His wife told him,
he did already. I asked the devil about that. He said if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't even have a job.
Yes, 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 yes. The devil made me do it. Flip books and top of the morning to you. What did the devil make you do yesterday? The day before. Especially when it comes to money. That would make you do a lot of great things. Pay that chill top of the money to you. Thought I saw him out there. Top of the morning to you this morning. Billionaire Joe, let me see. Billionaire, baby,
top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Did the devil make you do it, Billionaire Joe? What's going on with the devil?
The devil made me do it. If the devil make you do it, then what's his name will see you through it, right?
$600. The devil made you do it to see you through it, yeah. The devil flipped. Listen, I don't know some of you out there. How old you are, but there were some good old days. You remember those good old days when we can, you know, there was a time and that.
Did he pass, Allie?
I beg your pardon?
Did he die?
Yeah, Flip, he's been going. Yeah, Flip's been going for a while. And, yeah, so you remember the times that we could get on an airplane, walk person all the way to the airplane and go on the plane with them, kiss them goodbye. Remember those days? I just thought about that. But Flip Wilson and the devil made me do it. Billionaire Babe, I'm looking for your song. I don't see it. I got to work this thing out better. But good morning, good morning, good morning. Billionaire Baby, how are you this morning? Today, oh, I see you
very
here.
Awesome.
Billionaires, happy. Mic check. I keep getting the days mixed up on you. Yeah, I got you up here, Billionaire Baby. You're loving your life this one. Folks, good morning. If you just tuned in, this is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Yours truly.
Never you heard that soul unless you
There we go.
Defend yourself if them try to test you.
Get out.
Thank God for my life.
Loving
yes.
that Move life.
Up this morning, I'm alive. Yes. Let Come them on. Go and judge nobody no perfect. And Father God alone bring brightness. If you not like how me say, go find the Lord. Me not have time for the war, cause I'm so hard. Them not mad, me not gonna talk a word.
Okay. Venus Happy, I don't know if you're there. I didn't look on the dashboard, but anyway, we got your music coming up. I want to get right into what I'm going to talk about this morning.
Might seem crazy, what I'm about.
Ooh, wow. Big Money Wednesday. It's 10 minutes of going back. Yeah, I played the Fit Wilson. Good morning, folks. Why do we have a good Big Money Wednesday? Why do we talk about money? What we focus on, and as the title this morning, is Outwitting the Devil, The Science of Thinking, with The Science of Thinking Rich, by Dr. Ali Yassin. I got 7 basic principles that I teach in my book on mastering the science. So what we focus on becomes our reality. That's a thought there for you, right? Yesterday, we covered, do we form beliefs based on our experience, or do we form beliefs based on our beliefs? We got to ponder that. And we also talked about that our beliefs are truths that we have embraced to a degree that have been formed by constant thoughts that's been running through our mind by someone programming us or even our self-talk as well. So in that, as you're talking about Outwitting the Devil, which is a book by Napoleon Hill, says what we focus on become our reality. If you are not living the lifestyle that you want right now, you can take control by changing your focus. That's kind of a simple statement. So if you look around at your circumstances, look around at your life and even look at yourself. And if you are not satisfied with what you see, then it's time for you to what? Stop and take a deep breath and reflect on what you are feeling, because it is your feeling that will shape your life. Now, this is part of the philosophy in my book, and I talk about shifting the way you feel today will help you begin creating a path that will help you live your dream. Outwitting the Devil with The Science of Thinking Rich by Dr. Ali Yassin. So one of the principles in my book, The Science of Thinking Rich, is shift, and that shift is shape how I feel today. You know, and through how do you do that? To shift in your thoughts, shape how I feel today. So if your feeling is based on what you have now, then you must shift how you feel and begin to focus on what you want and what you desire. So you got to shift like the gears in a car. You know, you go from first to second to third to fourth, fifth, and you're going down the road. So you got to have a shift in here to outwit this devil. You know, these thoughts that come into your life. So if you feel that your life, that your life or your business is not moving or floundering, or instead of worrying and thinking and talking and stressing and focusing on how bad things are, you know, then you have to kind of use your amazing power as a creator to create more challenges in your life, money challenges, stop and know that you have direct access to the creator and your thoughts and your ideas. So that's what we're talking about this morning when we want to talk about outwitting the devil. Outwitting the devil. That consciousness in you that's holding you back from what you desire, the abundance in this life. So, 10 points here we want to go over on what we could do to outwit the devil in our thoughts. Number one, do your own thinking on all occasions. That's a difficult one. And what do you mean? We as human beings are given complete control over the power to think, our thoughts. So you do your own thinking on all that. Now, this is difficult because we've been programmed, but do your own thinking on all occasions. It's difficult to jump outside of that box of programming, I know, but write that down, number one. Number two is decide definitely what you want from life. You know, what is your definite purpose? Number two, you have to be clear on that. You know, you got to create a plan for attaining and be willing to sacrifice everything rather than accept permanent defeat. You know, decide to definitely what you want out of life. I talk about this in setting up in my book a definite purpose. You know, decide what it is. That's number two. Decide definitely what you want from life. Number one is do your own thinking on all occasions. So what we're talking about, principles here to help you to outwit the devil, the consciousness in you, the self-defeating consciousness. Take a deep breath. Analyze temporary defeat. In other words, failures, all failures are not failures, just another stepping stone to your success. But analyze what you did wrong. Analyze what you could do better. Analyze the greatness within you. Analyze the fact that you have the power, you have the control, and that nothing's going to stop you. So analyze temporary defeat. Analyze it, no matter what. Just analyze what's going on, knowing that you can make it happen. Now, when you go out there into the world, if you want more abundance and you want to outwit the devil, the more you give, the more you get. And number four is be willing to render useful service to the value of all material things that you demand of your life. In other words, give quality back and service. The more you give, the more you get. The more the be ready to give more than you receive is what it boils down to in terms of number four. Number five, this is a deep one. This is major. The internal self-talk on this one is heavy. External self-talk is got us walking around like zombies, really. But number four is recognize that your brain is a receiving station, in a sense. In other words, it receives thoughts, and it stores these thoughts. And your program, you know, like you tune into a radio station, whatever they're playing, and that's what you're going to get. But there is another storehouse of infinite intelligence awaiting you to have that breakthrough and move over through your subconscious mind and help you transmute your desires into the physical equivalent. It's right there waiting for you. So recognize your brain is a receiving station. Recognize that your subconscious mind is a bridge of sort into the divine mind to bring forth the manifestation, what you desire. Recognize that your brain and your mind and consciousness is there waiting for you. Number six, This is a powerful one here. Recognize that your greatest asset right now, the greatest asset, is time. Outside of time, which is your greatest asset, the second power on top of that is your thought. Your thoughts. Time, number one. Thoughts, number two. For you can turn your thoughts into reality. So budget your time. Don't waste it. Understand that you're... Now, we're talking about outwitting the devil of consciousness. And we're talking about some strategies on how you can control outwitting the devil, which is the science, my take on the science of thinking rich. That's number six, right? Number seven. Truth, fear, false evidence appearing real. It's something that is controls our lives. And it's really a state of mind that's filling a space that we need to control. So that fear, recognize that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And we are going through these challenges now in terms of this epidemic, this virus thing that we're going through, and we're locked down, but don't let that stay in and just create. That's what I'm doing. So recognize the truth that fear is false evidence appearing real. Outwitting the devil. This should have been number one, but we got it down. It's number eight. Prayer. Pray. Don't beg when you pray. Ask, as Solomon said, for wisdom. Ask God to guide you in your decisions and what you can do with the power that he has bestowed upon you. Don't be begging. Ask for guidance. Ask for help. Ask for strength. But the main thing you should be seeking is wisdom. But prayer would knock the devil, TKO, right out. Devil, start running from you. Start praying, praising God for the good and greatness that's what he's bestowed upon you. Number nine. Life challenges, if you allow them to, will master you. You got to be a taskmaster and taking these challenges one by one. Become a master and mastering challenges in your life. Never accept, and then you could put this as number nine, from life anything that you do not want. You know, recognize that. And that number 10 is a final piece on outwitting the devil. These 10 points. Dominating thoughts attracts through the definite law of nature. Your dominating thoughts, whatever you focus on, will become your reality. The dominating thoughts of your life. So, outwitting the devil, 10 points that we want to share with you this morning. And in my summary of the seven steps that I have in my book, and number one is be, do, have versus have, do, be. Be connecting you, the state of consciousness connects you to what my second principle in the book, and you can pick it up, and I go over this in detail, That connects you to self-knowledge. The do have is a state of consciousness that allows you to become first in the state of consciousness of that what you are and that what you want, to bring forth that in reality. But in order to do that, that's got to connect you to self-knowledge, which is the beginning of wisdom, which is shifting your consciousness from poverty to riches. Number three, and how you do that is by analyzing your net worth. Your network. And by analyzing your network, why is that so important? Analyzing your network, which it takes you to number four, your network, because your network becomes your foundation for your net worth. And this is where you're drawing all the energy and the influence from this network, becomes your network, which produces the number five, your level of self-awareness, which creates a state of mental awareness towards stimulating consciousness and prosperity and abundance, which equal a high level of prosperity consciousness that stimulate you to acting on your ideas and your dreams. And this takes us into number six. Number five is your level of self-awareness, of course. And six is the law of attraction, to attract resources, connecting the subconscious mind, which links you to directly to unlimited powers of vision. And number seven, which is the final one, vision-driven wealth. All wealth starts out as a dream or a vision. Therefore, all wealth is vision-driven by a state of consciousness or prosperous thinking, stimulated by a vision with a foundation of powers through our consciousness and thinking process. There's been hundreds of years of research and practice on this subject. So this is nothing new. State of consciousness, be, do, have, do, be, connects you to the self-knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. Shifts your consciousness from poverty to riches by analyzing your network. And your network is the foundation of your net worth. And your net worth is your level of self-awareness, which creates a self-mental awareness towards stimulating consciousness and prosperity, which opens up the door and pathway to law of attraction, attracting resources, connecting that subconscious mind to drive that into vision-driven wealth. Seven basic principles taken from the Science of Thinking Rich. I think I did that in 15. Yeah, I did it in about 15. So that's my opening this morning on Big Money Wednesday. You know, we got to have the philosophy. You know, words we're talking about money. Oh, gosh, my damn. You know, sometimes, okay, here we go. Outwitting the devil. So if anybody asks you what we talked about this morning, it's going to be Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil, coupled with Dr. Yassin's The Science of Thinking Rich. What we focus on becomes our reality. Whew. What do we got this morning, Billionaire Joe? Did we hit home anywhere?
I think we did. strong thoughts to start our day. You know, it's like drinking some strong coffee here this morning. great thoughts to stimulate, you know, our thinking. You know, I was listening to Les Brown yesterday, and he was talking about rethinking our rethinking our paradigms or what we need to, you know, sort of increase our visions, you know, in these obviously trying times. And certainly we need to incorporate in those rethinking those powerful pointers that you laid out for us here this morning, certainly Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And he certainly, you know, give us information to drive our vision during these trying times. You know, we need to rethink. We need to reset. We need to revision, you know, everything that we need to do to sort of, you know, create some new paradigms for ourselves. And obviously your 10 pointers there, Dr. Gorichmayan, is right on point. You spoke, I think what jumped out at me was recognize that our greatest asset is time and thought. Absolutely. You know, right on the button right there. You know, we have the time, certainly, but we also have the thoughts. So we have time to think, time to ponder, and we have to utilize those two assets that we have right now to maximum efficiency. Time and thoughts, folks, that's what we have, and let's utilize them. Back to you, Dr. Gorichmayan.
Legend of the Phoenix, or end with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning.
And good morning, and thank you, Billionaire Joe, for your comments there. Folks, you're listening to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum this morning. This is Dr. Gorichmayan, the prosperity philosopher, and we're here on Big Money Wednesday, 8:33, where we talk about money, what you're doing with it, how you're going to use it, what you're going to do with it. We're going to get some affirmation here with Billionaire Baby, and we're going to kind of open up a little bit to see who's out there this morning. I got some stuff that I'm working on. And, you know, you're home all day long. What are you doing to make money in your life and to make more money or to think bigger? And, you know, we 24-7 in the house, folks. Got nothing else to do but figure out how we could bring more money, set more skill sets into our life. Billionaire BMF Money Talks Radio, BMF, 12 years running now. We're out there and let's see what we got. And one more time, a little more music. Being that baby, you about ready for the for your affirmation this morning? Yeah. Being that baby, talk to me. Mic check.
Music is so loud.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it off. That's waiting for you. I was only bringing the music for you to come in. I know the music is loud.
I know. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm right here.
Yeah, okay. Great. Good morning, And we're going to do some affirmations here. We're going to see what's out there this morning. I got some things that I'm working on. And Big Money Wednesday, this is yours truly, Dr. Gorichmayan. If you just tune in, we talked about outwitting the devil. These thoughts that's going through your head right now. You know, the news and what they're telling you. This, the that, and the that, and the this, and the that. That's the devil. That anything that comes in that's not progressing you it's just a thought that you do not want. It's an evil thought. So I covered, if you just tune in, 10 pointers on outwitting the devil and 7 pointers on the science of thinking rich by Dr. Ali Yassin. If you just tune in, right now we're going over to the one and only Dr. Talmadge Swain, and she's going to share affirmation and some thoughts with you. And then Billionaire Joe, take over the announcements. I got to do something for a few minutes. But folks, if you tune in, we appreciate you. Billionaire Baby, Dr. Talmadge Swain, will give us an affirmation today. Hope you have a wonderful day. I'll be back on in a few. But Billionaire Joe will take it over and see who's out there, what you're doing, how you're doing it, and what we can do to help you make it better. Billionaire Baby, mic check, mic check.
Mic check, mic check. Wonderful, wonderful rendition of Think and Grow Rich and your book. Wonderful to hear those pointers all over again, which all comes to, and I always remember the start of your points always is definite of purpose. You know, have something definite that you want to take place and plan on and take the time to do it and research it and, you know, deal with like-minded people who would give you information to help you. But I always say everything is always happening for a reason. Yesterday I went for a test here in Delray. They had the health workers and the doctors and the nurses coming out to the neighborhood. I'm in Delray, and so it's actually, you didn't have to go into a building. It's a drive-through line with where the police and the medical staff set up a whole station so that you can come through. They ask you questions, and they take a test from your throat or from your sinus cavity, and they're going to let you know what state you're in. And I always say everything is always happening for a reason, because life is about flowing and growing and changing. It's not about staying the same. So when certain things come up, we call them challenges or problems, it actually might be a point on the scale to developing and evolving and learning and growing and finding new things to take place. So I see each situation as a process or a process in our progress toward evolving. So thinking like that, I don't ever get so negative or so whipped out where I'm thinking, oh, how could this be happening? It's happening so that you can grow. And I'm sure because of this particular situation, they're gonna find a new solutions to maybe many, many different kinds of illnesses. So my affirmation today, knowing, realizing this, that things are always changing, is for Wednesday, 22nd, 2020, knowing that in the infinity of life where we are, all is perfect, whole, and complete. Yet life is ever changing. So there's no beginning and no end, only a constant cycling and recycling of substance and experiences. But life is never stuck or static or stale. Each moment is ever new and fresh and exciting, you know? So know that we are one with the very power that has created us. And this power has been given to us in order to create our own circumstances. So we must rejoice in the knowledge that we have this power of our own minds and that we can use it any way that we choose. For every moment of life is a new beginning point, and we move from the old to the new point. This moment is a new point for beginning for us right here and right now. All is well in our world, and remember always that the power is in the moment. This is the time that we must seize to begin to evolve, to grow, to change. Not run somewhere and hide in fear, but to actually start thinking and researching and doing tests and doing all the things that will bring us to a new level of progress. So I am concerned, of course, and I was telling the people who were out doing this test, serving, you know, thanking them and letting them know how important they are, and the service that they're giving is just tremendous in terms of helping us move from this trauma. But this trauma, this world trauma is happening, is bringing people together to serve and to help and to give and to receive and to learn, you know, learn how to look at a situation and follow some rules so that you can get sorted out and get straight and reach a point of resolution. So I see this as just one of the larger aspects of life teaching us what we need to do in terms of using our thoughts, our feelings, our imaginations, our self-knowledge, our alignment, the divine power to receive the messages and the knowledge that we need to grow and develop and overcome. So I feel that, as I've always said before, that many people are making transitions, but I think that's moving to another dimension. I don't think we're lost because we make a transition. We may go to a point of even creating on an even higher level. So back to you, Billionaire Joe.
Thank you so much, Billionaire Baby. Thoughts and feelings are our greatest inventory at this time. And, you know, you mentioned that we are one with the universe. We have to understand that, you know, the universe is always, you know, creating and recreating, and that's what we need to be doing ourselves, creating and recreating. And, of course, we do that with, obviously, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions. And, you know, obviously it impacts others as well. So we have to, you know, we have to radiate positivity and faith and love and, you know, all the positive emotions that we can evoke. I guess we're advancing in the hour right now. Perhaps we can open up for the audience.
Okay. All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Perfect time to get some feedback from the audience.
Mm-hmm. Star six. Big Money Wednesday. Share with us what you're doing, what services that you're providing, how you're thinking. Are you using this divine power that we all have? What are the experiences that have come up? We may call them challenges or problems, but what are you working through and working on? What's your definite purpose for you for this particular time in terms of what's going on, or whatever process that you are working on for your own development of big money, multiple streams of income, of serving others?
touch those other things. Tell me if you can hear the same.
Got to talk a little louder. Hello, hello. Someone was speaking.
Hey, how's it going? Brother
Great.
Paul,
what's
Thompson
your name?
Brother Paul Who's Thompson there? From Washington, D.C. Brother Paul Thompson.
Oh, Paul Thompson. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, these times of the epidemic, I'm something I've learned many years ago from a multi-billionaire mentor of mine, and he would say, I'm pumped, motivated, excited, ready to do something awesome and unbelievable. And he would say,
okay.
You know what? My butt's still burning. I thank you all this morning for inspiration because we all need it. It's very great times we're living in to do something great. And the more that we are dealing with consequences, as we go back to the Bible, it teaches us that when we go through things of torment, it's about coming out with greater substance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the mindset we all should be deriving at today, to understand the hardships of life is preparation for greatness.
That's right.
I want to remind the group, as well as The Science of Thinking Rich by the great Dr. Ali Yassin. If a person has only read that book once, they need to read it again. You got to stay inspired, folks. You got to continue to inspire yourself to greatness. You got to keep on telling your mind exactly what it is you need to hear every day, because there is no poverty. There's only wealth. And when you look at life from the abundance of what it is that was created for us, all you can do is take action to become more abundantly clear. And so I wanted to share those words of inspiration this morning.
Thank you, Paul. So great to hear your words of inspiration also. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed and beautiful day.
Thanks.
Yeah, let me add to that, Lena, baby. Paul, thank you. I want to thank you for that announcement.
Paul, give me a number.
And a person of your stature and intellect to give me that compliment is extremely powerful. And, folks, you guys might not know who Paul is, but he's a genius in his ability to analyze and people and coaching, but he's a numerologist as well, and he's an incredible human being. I know when he read my book about a year ago, he gave me such comments. So, Paul, thank you. I was listening. I'm getting prepared now to go to the clinic, but through the science of mind, it's helped me to heal my body, my soul, and thank you so much. I didn't mean to take up too much time, but I appreciate you, Paul. Appreciate you.
Paul, you have to promote your opportunity.
This is
That was Gary.
Partner, Gary. Go ahead, Gary. Take it over, Joe.
I thought the opportunity that you all were presenting was based on when you open up for that. I thought right now we're just opening up for inspiration quotes. That's all.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Bring the joke again. Go ahead. Go ahead, Paul.
I was basically going to share with people this morning that I've been in the organization for 2 years, and I hadn't done anything because of just working as we all do to keep the bills paid on the table. But I have realized over the last 48 hours that there's a brother who's doing something that's unbelievable. And he's showing people pretty much how to create their own bank and access wealth and pay yourself out of debt. I mean, just I can't even begin to tell you. Because I've been doing research in financial literacy and studying business and finance, that this gentleman who has been working on this club since 2014 is doing miracles. He's creating miracles for people. And just the enthusiasm from the membership last night, I would just recommend anybody who is really wants to understand financial independence, five streams of income, to visit the MLS Bit Club, the MLS Bitcoin Club, because not only are we talking about a brother who's here on a mission, we're talking about based on the state of the economy, he's really showing people how to position themselves so that as this economy unfolds, that you have an alternative and digital currency where the whole wave of the future is.
Okay, okay. And if anybody needs some information about that, you can text, because you got to give them your link, Paul. You got to tell them what to do. You can text. Give them your phone number.
Give the site.
My phone number is 202-738-7895. 202.
Give it again. Go ahead, give it again slowly. 202-238-7895.
Okay.
And the site, what was the site that you're supposed to wanted us to check out? LMS what?
No, just call. Just call. Just call the number. If you're interested, just call. Just call a text. Just call a text. Call or text that phone number.
Call or text that number, yeah.
Yeah, to get more information, call or text the information.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Ali. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Steve Miller.
Yes,
how you doing this morning, my brother?
Thank God, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Great. Well, I'd like to tell you about something I've been doing the past 2 months. Of course, the virus been here for the past two months. I've joined with Lady Tycoon and her Ameriplan business, which is a 27-year-old company. And I started 2 months ago, and they have a competition that's been going from July to June of this year. I'm currently ranked number 9 in the nation in recruiting. I've picked up about $4,000 in the past 2 months, and I have a residual income of $1,200. In 2 months working with Ameriplan, they have a very awesome opportunity, and I don't think too many people see it, but I truly see it. But again, my name is Steve Miller, and I'm a former revenue officer, so I'm doing the old-fashioned home-based business, and we're knocking them out the park right now, Ali. In fact, my girl Karen, she ranked like number 13 in the nation after I came in, of course. She was like 30 when I got in. And now she's 13. But we're doing some amazing things, and if you're really interested in making money during this pandemic, give us a call, because guess what? Hey, Lord is blessing abundantly above all that we could think or ask according to his riches and glory. And one of the things I say all the time is, and here's what's happening. I've been telling people what the Word of God been telling me about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. It says, make it your ambition to live a quiet life. Mind your own business. Work with your hands like we told you, so that your daily life will gain the respect of outsiders, and you won't be dependent on anybody. Remember, the Word of God says, mind your own business, work with your hands, so that your daily life will gain the respect of outsiders, and you won't be dependent. Now, Ali, they are dependent on everybody because they've never done the first thing first. The Word of God says, mind your own business. My name is Steve Miller. My website is MYOB, which means mind your own business .ameriplanopportunity.com. Telephone number is 386-547-0990. Hey, give me a call and let me tell you what we're doing and how we could benefit you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Let me get mine in right quick. I'm getting ready to go get a shot at a clinic. Well, folks, we got...
Go,
okay. We got, I've been... what has helped me is my seed-based nutrition. At 3 o'clock every day and 11 o'clock every day, we have conference call at 3 p.m. Today, we have a Zoom call with a doctor at 11 o'clock today at 917-444-5583. I guess I get that right. But this seed-based nutrition... it has taken me over the last 4 months. I know I've been getting the chemo, but this soul formula, folks, you got to get this in your body, get it in your system. It has done some miraculous things for me as well. And along with that, of working with Billionaire Joe as well, on some nutritional and supplement products in terms of, and he'll tell you more about that. But the main thing I want to talk about is that seed-based nutrition. And, of course, we know I talk about the carrot bar in terms of saving your money. Back to you, Billionaire Joe. Go ahead and take it over.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think this is time to turn it over to Lady Tycoon.
Is it 9 o'clock? Is it 9 o'clock already? Okay.
5 minutes up.
5 minutes up, all right.
Go ahead. We're going to get out of here.
Mike Tech.
Ooh, we got that is coming. I'm still here in status. Okay.
Good morning, billionaire family. Awesome broadcast this morning, and in regard to business, I just wanted to mention that American is a healthcare company, dental and health care, and we offer telemedicine that people right now with the pandemic going on, people need access to a doctor 24/7. And through AmeriPlan, we have access to allow them to do that. You know, with as soon as the phone call and they do their transaction, they have access to a doctor right away. But in any event, for any new callers on the line, by pressing *6, we'd love to hear from you and give you a warm welcome so we can return the love, energy, and vibration that we share here each day. If you don't have an opportunity to do that this morning, we invite you to come back again. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, including holidays. We definitely would love to hear from you. If you're not able to do that today, come back another day soon. So by pressing *6, you can join the conversation if you want to give a shout-out or if you have a business that you want to share with us right this morning. The replay number for this message is 712-432-1085, same PIN, 915-358 now. When you invite people to the broadcast, make sure you alert them if they have Metro, PCS, or T-Mobile, some of the cell phone providers that block them in regard to conference calling. There's a bridge line. That number is 206-451-6043. Once you dial that number, you do need to enter the conference call number and the pound sign behind it, then the PIN number and the pound sign again. You can also catch some replays at bmfmoneytalkradio.com. And if you're on Facebook, make sure to stop by the forward titled Billionaire Mastermind Forum. We appreciate each and every one of you. This is Karen Creasy, Lady Tycoon, kcconnectu.com. Let me turn it back over to you. Let's go, go, go. Make it a great day.
Thank you, Lady Tycoon. And the closers.
Billionaire Ellen, awesome, awesome broadcast.
Thank you, Ellen and Eslyn.
This is Eslyn, rejoicing in abundance. Just want to share something with you about the Billionaire Mastermind Forum broadcast family. We are like a box of chocolate. You never, ever know what you're going to get. But you always, I mean always, know it's going to be good. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Crazy good. Crazy rich, loving it.
Loving it.
Crazy rich, loving it. Happy good. Oh boy.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press *.
Huh?